قلبك بيض الله قلبك بيض الله قلبك كن سامحا لخصمك تلقى خصمك أحبك بيض الله قلبك بيض الله قلبك
واحتفل بالمودة إنما العمر مدة بلغ الخير قصدك دائما وارضي ربك واحتفل بالمودة إنما العمر مدة بلغ الخير قصدك دائما
Hello.
Salam, Raisa. How's it?
Who is this?
It's me, Tess from Dubai.
Oh, Tess. Hey, sorry, I didn't recognize the number.
Yeah, I guessed as much. I was trying to get hold of you for the past couple of days, but then I just took my hubby's phone and tried. Are you going away from Dubai at the moment? My WhatsApp isn't going through to you.
We're not in Dubai.
I thought so. I haven't heard from you in ages. In fact, it's almost 6 months since we last chatted. You were leaving for that cruise last time. Must have been amazing. We must get together for coffee to catch up. But I've been so busy, you won't believe. I have a backlog of TikToks to do for some new beauty range they're launching in Dubai. One of the shoots are in Atlantis. So I was thinking about you and how you enjoyed it that time you went. So I thought I'd call and see what you're up to.
Haven't been up to much, but that's great news about the shoot. You must be so excited. Can I call you back, Tess? I'm just a bit busy.
Of course, I won't keep you, but oh, hey, silly me. It's the summer vacation here in the UAE. You must be on holiday. I hope you went off to some exotic destination after working so hard at this.
Actually, no. We are home in South Africa.
A visit home? Oh, man. All that visiting and having to buy presents for everyone back home when you're flying in from Dubai? Such a schlep. Plus, no one in SA understands how expensive everything is in Dubai. The last time I went home, I had to take a bag full of fixed chocolates for my family and friends. I don't know what people's obsession is with it. Personally, I'd rather eat a good old-fashioned chomp any day.
True, but listen, Tess, I have to tell you something. We are not back home for a holiday. We're not coming back to Dubai, ever. We are back in South Africa for good.
What? Oh, my word, Raisa. I thought you loved Dubai. What happened? Why did you leave? And why didn't you tell me?
It's a long story.
South Africa, Aishoma is having a cup of tea in her kitchen, chatting to Tweety when her doorbell rings.
All right, I'm coming. Shh, Tweety, you don't have to make noise every time the bell rings.
Aishoma opens the door to see her Huma standing on her doorstep. She greets her old friend and invites her in. In the kitchen, she puts on the kettle and makes her Huma a cup of tea and another for herself before they sit down to chat.
I never see you, Hahu. I was wondering if you forgot me.
Ah, Aisha. I thought maybe, you know, you needed some space after all the things that happened there in Dubai. But you know me, I'm not one to mince my words. How are they doing now? All settled in again here in Joburg?
Yeah, it's been a long road. But what must do, that's life.
And how is Safiya? I really bonded with her nicely that time in Dubai when I came from Umrah.
She's the happiest that they're home. no more bullying at her school year, and she was so happy to see all her friends again. And Hanzu also. He's doing his heaps so nicely, you know. There was no routine for them there in Dubai.
Faye is always saying on the videos they post how she loves it, that there's no schedules and times to stick to over there. But you know, Aisa, personally, I like to be ruled by the clock. You know, it gives a sense of purpose, you know. And now, with this new husband of mine, my life is like on clockwork, not like my marhum husband. You know, he was so delayed, eh? But we mustn't speak ill of the dead, nah? And what about Raisa? She must be finished. I know she didn't want to come back home. Plus, so embarrassing, nah? How she's facing up to all her friends. And you also? You're still getting customers, Aisa?
Yeah, it is hard. But what must do, we carry on, you know? Raisa was just telling me yesterday how she misses Dubai. But I told her, I said, Raisa, your first hug is to her husband, you know? You must stand by his side through everything.
True. But in this modern times, the girls don't think like that. The first sign of trouble, they go running back home to their mothers. Lucky Raisa's mother is all the way in Australia. But Aisa, how's your jihad?
Hahu, I didn't want to tell you on the phone, but now that you're here, I'll tell you what really happened after my jihad was arrested and locked up in Oman.
Suburb in Chicago, the trees lining the streets are in beautiful shades of green, and the sky is bright with the haze of a hot summer's morning. Sabah sighs to herself and thinks how many days she spent sitting, looking out of this very same window. Through her childhood, her schooling, and even her university days, she would often distract herself by staring at the street below, watching people pass by, and wondering what interesting stories they had to tell about their lives and loves and losses. Gazing down, she sees an unfamiliar car pull up. A man gets out, but she can't make out who he is. Sabha goes down to open the door, and as she passes her parents' room, she hears the beep of the heart monitor. But when she peeps in, she sees her father, fast asleep on the hospital bed that has replaced his bed.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Mansoor. Ya Khuda, what a wonderful surprise. But how did you come? I mean, when?
Ah, Sabajan, it is so good to see you. These last 2 months without you have been the hardest ever. I had some leave this week, so I booked the first flight I could find and came straight here.
And the children? Where are they? Surprise! Oh, my heart. My dear children, I'm so very happy to see you.
It's their summer vacation, so I couldn't leave them behind. Besides, they also wanted to see you. And of course, we all want to see Baba. How is he doing, Sabajan?
Still no change, but he's stable, I suppose. Come inside. I'm sure you must be exhausted after a long flight.
Not really. We all managed to sleep on the flight.
Wow, fire. This is so cool. Is that a door to the basement? We don't have a basement in Dubai.
Don't you remember the house, Amir? It's exactly the same as it was when we came 5 years ago. I remember it perfectly.
Duh, Smarty Pants. I was only like 9 when I last came. I just want to see all the cool things in America.
You were super young that time. Don't worry, now you'll remember everything you see.
Wow, I still can't believe you guys are here. You came all this way. Amazing. And how did you manage to keep it as a secret?
Amir wanted to tell you, Ma, but we made him promise not to.
Well done, Amir. I'm just so happy to see all of you. Anybody needs to freshen up? There's a bathroom down here and few upstairs.
Nah, they took us into the airport lounge while he went to go hire a car. So we cool.
Saba, is Baba resting? I would like to go and see him.
Me too.
Of course. Come on, I'll take you up in a minute. But Mansoor, I must warn you. He's still in coma. After that accident and op, well, you know Baba never recovered. I don't know if he'll ever wake up.
Yes, we know. Don't worry, Saba. We were not expecting a miracle when we decided to come. We just wanted to come down to be here for you. And of course, to see him and give him our duas.
Ma, you've been so strong through all this. We know the doctor said Baba doesn't have long to go. And even though we've missed you at home, I'm so glad you're here for him.
And there is one really good thing that's come out of all this. Rumana has managed to form a relationship with her father.
Alhamdulillah. You know, I've met Nadeem a couple of times when he comes to check up on Baba. He's a much better person now. Whatever happened in the past with us, well, it's over. I have forgiven him and we have both moved on. I have even met his new wife.
I'm so proud of you. You've came such a long way. May Allah reward you for all the struggles you've been through and for forgiving all those who've harmed you. And I think Allah must be super pleased with your heart. There aren't many people in this world who know how to forgive and forget and move on.
Along the journey of life, everyone is faced with twists and turns on the different paths they take, facing many challenges and having to make myriad decisions along the way. Some may be born with a proverbial silver spoon in their mouth and lead a charmed life. Others may be born into affluent homes but are tempted by the attractions of this world and spend all their time and money in the wrong avenues, eventually losing everything and more. There are those who lead impoverished lifestyles and cannot reach their goals, or perhaps have never even mapped out their lives. And there are still others who are born with nothing but make everything of themselves, achieving, persevering, and attaining. In the end, we're all on the journey of life to the same destination, but how we'll get there depends on fate and the paths we choose.
Ziad, you barely ate anything for supper.
I just don't feel like eating anymore, Ray, after everything that's happened.
But Dad, it's been 6 months since the cruise, and we've been back here for the past 3 months. I mean, I know you've only gotten here a couple of weeks ago, but you should be over everything by now.
Even Sif's recovered from her anxiety attacks. It was really bad when the Royal Police Force in Oman transferred you to that detention facility in Dubai. But alhamdulillah, it seems to have settled, right, Sif?
Gee, Mom, I haven't even had one since we got home. And I, for one, am super glad to be back here in SA.
Duh, speak for yourself. I miss Dubai. It was fire. Everything was so cool. Just amazing, you know? So shiny and new. Not like dusty old Joburg. I had so many friends from so many parts of the world.
Personally, I am so grateful that I'll never have to see Betul and Huda again. Like ever.
Sir, I didn't mention it before. But you know, when I was wrapping up all my work at Dubai International School, I did go and confront them on that day they locked you in the gymnasium.
Ah, Mom, did you have to? This is so blind. Just too embarrassing.
I'm just going to lie in bed for a bit. I'm feeling a bit low.
Siad, don't you think you should start getting with the program? I mean, I don't mean to be harsh or anything, but you're going to have to start normalizing and getting back into routine. We are all so grateful you got out so quickly. You barely had to stay more than a week at the detention facility in Dubai. And we are also relieved that the prosecutor found so many inconsistencies in the case. They had no choice but to let you out. I mean, imagine if they had found you guilty of all those charges of money laundering. What would have happened?
Daddy would have been locked in prison in Dubai. These guys, the Emiratis, they don't play when it comes to serious crimes.
Oh, Daddy, we're so happy it didn't come to that. Alhamdulillah. We were so worried about you staying on for those 2 months after we flew home with Mummy. But I suppose you didn't have a choice, right?
I couldn't leave the country until all the charges were dropped and my name was cleared.
But there's something I still don't understand. If all that money did come into your account, Daddy, where's it now?
Hanzala, I warned you not to speak to Daddy about that.
That's mine. Take a message. Sophia, I don't feel like speaking to anyone at this moment.
But Daddy, the caller ID says Maulana Irfan.
What? Oh, okay. Let me take it. Hello? Salaamu Alaikum.
While Ziad has been lying listlessly on the sofa in the lounge at their old home in Joburg, he now jumps up suddenly as he answers the phone and walks off with it to his study, out of earshot of his wife and children. They exchange puzzled glances but get up to attend to various school and work-related matters in their own rooms. Unknown to his family, Ziad's secret life continues. His actions, though illegal, are driven by a desire to help. Families in need depend on the money he moves discreetly through various channels.
Maulana, it's late. It's better if you call in the morning when everyone is out of the house.
Yes, I know. But this is urgent, Ziad.
Urgent? Is it related to...
Yes, look, I can't say too much on the phone. But you know that guy we were sending all the stuff to? He's disappeared.
What do you mean, disappeared?
I mean, he's vanished. No trace, no contact. It's like he never existed.
But that means we won't be able to take the stuff out. From the... Hey, he was the main connection, Maulana.
I have that other contact that can take the stuff out. I don't trust him as much, but the problem is, I don't know how we're going to move it across.
Maulana, I can't afford to get caught again. I can't.
I know. We'll think of something. If the police link you to this, I think they'll never let you off as easily this time.
واحتفل بالمودة إنما العمر مدة بلغ الخيرات.
The complexities of Ziad's life remain unspoken, a hidden burden he carries alone as he navigates the fine line between right and wrong in a world fraught with grey areas. Ubadah bin Al-Samit said to his son, "Son, you will not get the taste of the reality of faith until you know that what has come to you could not miss you, and that what has missed you could not come to you." I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, "The first thing Allah created was the pen. He said to it, 'Write.' It asked, 'What should I write, my Lord?' He said, 'Write what was decreed about everything till the last hour comes.' Son, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, 'He who dies on something other than this does not belong to me.'" Sunan Abi Dawood. سهل الله دربك سهل الله دربك كن جميل المساعي وما حنا سحبك بيض الله قلبك بيض الله قلبك كن
Radio Islam thanks you, the listener, for lending us an ear and for your loyal support. We thank the cast, scriptwriter and producer who made this possible. Scriptwriter Rabia Mayet, narrator Ibrahim Jetam, Ibrahim Haji as Ziyad Osman, Aisha Baba as Raisa Osman, Mazida Haji as Safiya Osman, Muhammad Uzair Baba as Hanzala Osman, Dr. Hawa Muhammad as Aishama, Asim Alam as Mansoor Ali, Umzima Chaya as Sabha Ali, Tuba as Romana Ali, Luqman Bobat as Amir Ali, Salma Vaid as Hahuma, Molana Tariq Terezo as Molana Irfan. Jazakallah khair to each and every one of you for playing your part. May Allah take you from strength to strength. We ask Allah to grant us another blessed month of Ramadan, and we say Eid Mubarak to you and your families. بيض الله قلبك كن سامحا